further discussion about the do's and don'ts of grilling with Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse, and what are the reminders that hopefully will prevent folks from having outdoor fires.
Well, we'll start with kind of approaching some of the errors that kind of created that fire and work from there to some of the other safety tips. This fire, the pit was very close to the building, extremely close, within probably 2 or 3 feet of the wall. So we always want to remind everybody that it's just imperative that you keep a grill or pit away from your combustible structure to prevent a fire in there from getting out of hand and then igniting the adjoining structure, which happened in this case. I might also talk about some of the differences in some of the fuels concerning the barbecue pits or grills. Certainly, we have some that are compressed gas and some that are a wood product or something, or charcoal burning in them. We never want to put our compressed gas cylinders stored inside the home. Those are always inherently dangerous because they are compressed gas. Those should be stored in another area, say a detached garage, somewhere else, a shed, and not near a gas-fueled appliance such as a water heater or a stove. We did have some deaths recently on the news about a family up north that had a heater going, carbon monoxide poisoning. That was about a week ago, I believe, I heard here on WTAW. Their death stemmed from carbon monoxide. And any burning of a fossil fuel, propane, charcoal, wood, natural gas, any of these products are going to put off carbon monoxide.
And while that situation, I think, was because they needed to stay warm, it's the same theory when you're doing cooking.
Right. It's still that they were burning a fuel, and it was not ventilated. It was inside the home. And it's the burning of the fuel, whether you're cooking on it or whether you're keeping yourself warm with it. You're still burning the fuel. It's still inside that closed area. The carbon monoxide is odorless and colorless, so you will not know necessarily that you're poisoning yourself until it can be too late, as it was for those folks. I'm sure they did not realize they were poisoning themselves during the time period, but they were found dead in there, probably. That had been going for quite some time, it sounded like. It's the carbon monoxide slowly built up in them and became lethal in the amount in their bloodstream. The other thing, I'm harking back to the fire of earlier, there was gasoline used in some form or fashion in the ignition. Gasoline is a fairly volatile fuel, and we don't like to use gasoline for small cooking fires as far as lighting. Charcoal lighter that is produced for that burns at a different temperature. It's a little easier to control your lighting. You're putting less on it. It's usually a safer way of lighting off the charcoal or the wood. Although some people will say you even get a bad taste from even that fuel, and there is a lot of alternatives out there. And I was looking up YouTube while we were waiting and seeing a couple of alternatives that are out on YouTube. There's been more people buying the chimney starters, which are the small containers that you put a few coals in on top and you light a paper or tinder underneath it and let it get those charcoal briquettes started, and then put them in and let them light the others. That therefore you don't have to use any fuel, and you can't get that taste, that aftertaste, into your meat product that you're cooking.
All right. Again, the location and the fuel being the two keys. And if somebody has a question about their particular situation, how can they find you?
Any fire safety question that you want to check on us about or anything that the marshals need to know about, you can call us at 209-5960.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse with the Bryan Fire Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A recap of today's Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial Dedications next.